Chapter 28, The Silversmith's Riot at Ephesus. This chapter is based on RSV. For more than 3 years, Ephesus was the center of Paul's work. A flourishing church was raised up, and from this city the gospel spread throughout Asia among both Jews and Gentiles. The apostle now resolved in the spirit to pass through Macedonia and Achaia and go to Jerusalem, saying, "After I have been there, I must also see Rome." In harmony with this plan, he sent into Macedonia two of his helpers, Timothy and Erastus, but feeling that Ephesus still demanded his presence, he decided to remain until after Pentecost. An event soon occurred, however, which hastened his departure. Once a year, special ceremonies were held at Ephesus in honor of the goddess Diana. These attracted great numbers of people. This gala season was a trying time for those who had newly come to the faith. The believers who met in the school of Tyrannus were an inharmonious note in the festive chorus, and ridicule and insult were freely heaped on them. Paul's labors had given the heathen worship a telling blow, and there was a perceptible falling off in attendance at the national festival and in the enthusiasm of the worshippers. The influence of his teachings extended far beyond the actual converts. Many who had not accepted the new doctrines became so far enlightened as to lose all confidence in their heathen gods. There existed also another cause of dissatisfaction. A profitable business had grown up from the sale of small shrines and images, modeled after the temple and image of Diana. Those in this industry found their gains diminishing, and all attributed the unwelcome change to Paul's labors. Demetrius, a manufacturer of silver shrines, calling together the workmen of his craft, said, "Men, you know that from this business we have our wealth. And you see and hear that not only at Ephesus but almost throughout all Asia this Paul has persuaded and turned away a considerable company of people, saying that gods made with hands are not gods. And there is danger not only that this trade of ours may come into disrepute but also that the temple of the great goddess Artemis, Diana, may count for nothing, and that she may even be deposed from her magnificence." The excitable people were enraged, and cried out, "Great is Artemis, Diana, of the Ephesians." A report of this speech was rapidly circulated, and the city was filled with confusion. Search was made for Paul, but the apostle was not to be found. His brethren had hurried him from the place. Angels had been sent to guard the apostle. His time to die a martyr had not yet come. Failing to find the object of their wrath, the mob seized Gaius and Aristarchus, Macedonians who were Paul's companions in travel, and with these they rushed together into the theater.